episode of Am I a Bad Mum podcast. This is the last day of term three.
Holy wow.
Then it's the school holidays. Again, more school holidays. Hey, we were talking on an episode recently about the identifying as a cat thing.
The trend, the new trend in schools currently, which they called furries.
Furries, yeah. And it's funny because I spoke, I think, about going through Queen Street Mall and I said to Amelia, oh, look at them, they're in their pajamas. And she went, they're furries. And I was like, what? It just looked like they're in their pajamas. They look quite comfy. I mean, I wouldn't mind wandering through Queen Street Mall in my pajamas. It's quite nice. But then we were in TK Maxx the other day.
Yeah.
And Holly's gone to me, Mum, listen to those people. It was a guy and two girls. And I was like, what? And she was like, listen. And so they're like being a bit strange, like they're behaving a bit strange. I don't know what they were in there for. They didn't look like they were after anything in particular. But they were sort of going down each aisle, not really looking at anything, but speaking to each other in a bit of a strange way. And I said to Holly, what are they saying? She said, he's saying to them, come on, kitty, 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 kitty. And I was like, really? These are not kids. These were adults.
Yeah.
Young adults, I'd say early 20s. And he was going, hey, kitty, 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 to the other two.
Girls.
To the other two girls. And they were all dressed up. And I said to Holly,
dressed up as what?
Cats.
Fuck off. What the hell?
They were cats.
Jeez, why didn't you walk up and go, just have a good look at yourself in the mirror? I know there's lots of mirrors here.
But not like a furry costume. It was like just really bright clothes, like almost like a cartoon cat. Bright clothes and then just the cat ears. And I was like, what the hell?
Oh,
this is really weird. Or maybe they were buying, because they do a whole aisle of pet beds and stuff. Bowls. Toys. We spoke about it in a previous episode. If you haven't heard the episode, go back and have a listen, because as controversial as this topic is, we're not bullshitting around with how weird this is.
This is weird. There was a fair bit of feedback on the post that I did put up on our Instagram at Am I a Bad Mum. So if you've got something that you want to leave us, or you've got your, you know, your opinion on it and all the rest, but there was a lot of just people tagging people going, I told you so kind of thing, and tagging and tagging and tagging. So obviously it's not just us talking about it. This is just obviously a topic that's happening. I think the one part for me that I laugh at the most was, remember when you were back at school and you got used to get detention if you'd messed up your uniform?
Yeah.
You know, if your skirt got too short, you'd be, you know, all that stuff. If you're a furry, you can cut a hole in the back of your uniform to put a tail in.
Yeah.
And you don't get a detention.
No.
You've cut, number one, a hole in your uniform.
Yeah.
Number two, you've added to the uniform.
Yeah.
And these are
for your imaginary tail, which you don't have. You don't have a tail because you're not actually a cat. Am I a bad mum for wanting to push pause?
I'm still stuck.
This is a interesting one, because we're all in this exact same boat, all of us. Mm. Our kids are getting older. And I don't know about you, but I have always wanted to move on to the next stage, and I wish that I'd enjoyed each stage more. You know, when there's something hard, like sleepless nights when they're babies. Can't wait for them to sleep through the night. You just can't wait for that milestone of sleeping through the night.
Yeah.
And then it's on to solids. Can't wait till they're eating solids. Can't wait till they can wear proper clothes and they're out of the onesies. Can't wait till they're toilet trained. Like, I just feel like you go from one hard stage to the next hard stage, you know, wanting that hard stage to be done with.
Yeah.
So you can move on.
Yeah. God, that's a good feeling though, when you get out of nappies and you're out of formula.
Mm.
When you change from the whole, like, you know, oh God, toilet training's hard. But when you're not buying nappies and you're not buying formula, then your bank balance changes.
Yeah.
Geez, it changes.
I remember taking part in a trial. So it was for, I think it was Huggies, the nappy brand. Nappies. And so what they were doing, and it was a friend that put me onto it, what they were doing is they were getting people to trial the products. So they would send you nappies for free.
Oh,
but then what
so
you had
good.
To do is you had to keep the old ones, because they wanted to see how well they held up. So,
wow.
So, I mean, it's just, you know, it swings and roundabouts, really. Would you prefer to not pay for them, but you have to keep all the old shitty ones in a cupboard?
Yeah, but what do you do with them? You have to keep them to send them back. Did you have to send them back?
Yeah, you send them back with feedback on how well you thought that nappy was.
Wow.
Yeah.
And some of those explosion nappies, holy wow, you wouldn't want to keep those.
No.
No.
You have to. but I'm at a stage now where I've got teenagers. My girls, twin girls, are 13, and we've spoken a lot about the fact that it just flies by. And what's the saying? The days are long, but the years are short.
Yep.
And that's so true.
It is.
And so something happened over the weekend. And it's funny the timing of it, because I was literally in the girls' rooms the other day, probably putting the washing away
for it to then end up back
in the washing basket. And I just had a look at Holly's unmade bed. And I thought to myself, I wonder how long she's going to want the dog bedding for. So her bedding's super cute. It's got little dogs all over it, but it's really nice. But I was like, I wonder how long she's going to want the dog bedding for.
Yeah.
And she literally said to me over the weekend, Mom, I really want to get new bedding. It's just so babyish.
Had you said anything?
No, I hadn't said anything. It was literally in my head. Nothing was said out loud. And she said, I really want to get new bedding. And so we had a situation where we went out, we got new bedding. Actually, it's so nice because now the room's looking like I want it to look.
Yeah, right. You know, she's like, taking pride in it.
Yeah. And so we're like, I said, what about these cushions? I was like, I love these cushions.
Were you at TK Maxx?
No, I wasn't. I was at another shop and bought the bedding. And then I was like, okay, we're not buying cushions in here. They're far too expensive. We're not buying the cushions in this shop. And what had happened is I had actually said to the lady, how much is this bedding? And she told me, and I was like, whoa, that's a lot. And then she went, actually, it's going on sale next week, so I'll do it for the sale price. I was like, thank you. That's a nice thing to do. But I've still said to Holly, we're not buying cushions and stuff in here. It's too expensive. We'll go to TK Maxx. She was like, please, can we just have a quick look? And then I saw these cushions. I was like, I love those cushions so much. Like, that's my style. That's how I want those cushions in my house. And she loved them. I was like, I've got to take advantage of this. And went to the checkout. She went, oh, these are a half price. Bloody amazing. I can't tell you how much I love a bargain. Getting there and they're half price and you're going to pay full price for them. It's just the best feeling in the world. So anyway, she's got this new bedding. She put it all on herself, made the bed.
Did she?
Looks beautiful. So she used to have all stuffed toys all over her bed. And she went, Mom, I'm going to move some of these off. Like, not all of them, but I don't think I need all of them on there anymore. It doesn't go with the look.
She's growing up.
She went, I think I'll just keep my two monkeys, which are her comfort one.
Yeah, one's going to bed.
Yeah, and so that's all she had. So she got rid of all the stuffed toys from off the bed. The bed's looking grown up. It's looking lovely. She's made the bed every day since then, because now she's got pride in how it looks.
Yeah.
And I just went, oh, my God, she's grown up. There's no more stuffed toys on the bed. I've wanted this moment to happen forever. Fucking sick of those stuffed toys. Put them all back in their place every day and they end up everywhere. Now they're gone. Now I feel sad about it.
Yeah,
it's happened.
Yeah. What about Amelia? Where's she at?
She's
happy with what she's got.
That kid doesn't like change.
Which is so crazy because they're twins.
She doesn't like change. Her last bedding, and we changed the bedding because she got a bigger bed, the last bedding, she would not lose that pillow. Didn't match anything else on the bed. No, I'm keeping that one. She kept it until it had a whole half of it was like a hole where the stitching had come undone and it was all like the pillow hangs out of it.
It's literally just
a piece of fabric that you're placing over the pillow. And I went, right, that's it. You can't have that anymore. We're getting new bedding. She's got new bedding. It was actually quite grown up anyway.
Yeah,
it's just
right.
a plain colour.
So she's, yeah.
She didn't have any animals or anything
stuffed
like that.
Stuffed toys? No stuffed toys left either.
She didn't have as many as Holly, though, anyway. She's got about three.
Oh, there you go. Just like that. Over the weekend, kids are grown up.
Yeah. So all the mums and dads that are listening out there, just embrace some of that pink plastic shit and blue plastic shit for a little bit longer. All of that stuff that's left out that you're like, can't wait till they're not playing with that anymore. Just enjoy it.
Yeah, no, I'm not like that with the toys. The toys as much, I could get rid of everything that's in there. But I did do adding to your toys and putting it onto the bed. I was trying to negotiate with Elsie this morning and, I don't want to go to school. I was like, just get up, you'll go to school. I hurt my foot. No, you didn't. Get up. And she's like, you know, kicking up a storm. So she'd made 3/4 of a bed but just hadn't put the last of the toys and the one pillow on her bed.
Mm.
And she said, nope, they're going to stay there. So she'd wrapped up these three like they're in a bed.
Yeah.
And they were laying on the ground in the bed. And then she said, nope, they're going to stay there. I said, but I can't get into your uniforms drawer, so I just need to move them. Nope, leave them there. I said, well, look, just let me show you. I can. So here I am, grown adult, moving these three toys that are wrapped up in their bed and picking them up like they're babies.
Yeah.
And putting them onto her bed so none of them came apart. Their bed was still in fantastic condition. She goes, oh, thanks, Mum. That's so good. Look, see, they're still so happy.
Yeah.
And I turned around to her. I was like, well, I'm glad that your toys are happy. Now, can we just get ready for school?
Can they? No. Can she still fit in the bed, though?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the hilarious part. When those toys are so comfortable you can't move them, but yet she can't sleep in the bed. She's scrunched up at the end. Don't move them. They're sleeping.
Drop kick the bears to the end. They're fine.